Promise 28, I'll read it three times. All these things my hand has made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. Isaiah 66:2. All these things my hand has made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. Isaiah 66:2. All these things my hand has made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. Isaiah 66:2. Nearly every afternoon for the last almost 8 years that I've lived in our house, this house, I walk out the door, pass through the gate, turn up the street, and begin one of my looping dog walks up Cheyenne Canyon. Our canyon is this marvelous, tree-filled, jagged cut into the front range of the Rocky Mountains. A little stream, Cheyenne Creek, flows right down through the middle. And as I make my way up canyon, here's what I pay attention to. Ahead, above, a pair of peaks with a graceful saddle between them, covered with a bristling spine of pines swaying in the breeze. To my left, the flowing of the stream, over and around rocks and boulders, sometimes tumbling down over small, lovely-sounding waterfalls. Around me, the mixture of the pines and cottonwood, standing straight and tall, bending a little if the wind over the mountains is blowing that day. In the canopy of those trees, the movements of the birds, lark buntings, ravens, sparrows, woodpeckers, occasionally a red-tailed hawk. If I happen to be going a little farther, up to the gates of the tourist attraction at the southwest edge of the canyon, Seven Falls, I get into one of my favorite stretches. Here, you are looking up through a different set of mountains into a backcountry full of different peaks, different stands of trees, different unknowns. I love the feeling of looking up and past those distant ranges of peaks into wildernesses where probably not a single person is. On other days when I've climbed a particular peak in our section, Mount Muskoka, I've just sat and looked out over those distant stretches. Imagine yourself sitting there with me. Imagine if you and I were together on one of my walks. With us, of course, would be Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and together they would say to us, all these things my hand has made, and so all these things came to be. That pair of peaks ahead of us, they made it. The rippling sound of the streaming that is going past us, they made it. The movements of the slender pines and stout spreading cottonwoods in the breeze, they made all of those. The sounds of the birds singing, the way they wheel and dance upon wings, they made each of them. In fact, the way your body allows your legs to propel you forward step after step, they made you. This wonderful trio of perfectly interconnected personalities who are one in every way, they made everything. All these things their hand has made. What I appreciate about the wording of today's promise is how, in light of the facts I've just laid out, we, you and I, are given a chance to personally respond. We are the people who may humble themselves, pursue contrition of spirit, learn to tremble at God's word. There are things you and I can do today. We can walk into every situation and look for ways to consciously humble our minds and hearts in the presence of both God and man. We can be reminded of our constant need of forgiveness by both God and man and seek the way of release through confession. We can open up our most precious possession, the pages of Scripture, and see what adventure the Lord would like to take us on. Why? Because toward the humble, contrite, trembling at the word man, woman, or child, we've been promised that that Lord will look. He will consciously turn his gaze, the very eyes that first looked upon all his hand had made, and enjoy the sight of you. He will be with you, observing you. He will take great delight in his intimate fellowship with you. I mean, what a wonder that the all-powerful, glorious God of the universe is just on pins and needles for his next time together with you. Isn't that a joyous thought for today? Our opportunity, in the face of the God who created every landscape we behold, is to offer up our inner landscape to him. He has created mountains. We may bring him humility. He pours water down the stream beds. We contrition. He causes swaying in the tall trees. We may tremble at his wondrous word. Every mighty call that his creation sends forth to our hearts may be answered in our hearts with the offering up of our own inner life. If you desire intimate fellowship with our God, perfect union with the Godhead, pay attention today to all his creation's glories around you. This is the God you serve, and you know, and that you may know better as you bring him the fullness of all that's inside you. It has been promised.